Hey there, beauty. How are you today? This is Eve.
And this is Amy.
And you're here for an episode of Curse Words and Crayons Present True Crime. Today, we're talking about a murder that isn't a murder, but it's totally a murder, and it's possibly related to a satanic cult, but then it's also totally not related to a satanic cult at all. So it's not confusing in the slightest. However, Amy, do you have a show and tell for us first today?
I do, but maybe it's related to a Santa cult, which would be something totally different. No, it's not. Wouldn't that be weird if there was a Santa cult?
It was my misspelling where I put Santanic cult in the notes. And I guess Santa's on the brain right now for me. So
Merry Christmas, everyone. Here comes Santa. And I just recently started watching the Twin Flames documentary on Netflix about the Twin Flames cult, which we may have to do an episode on.
Oh, no way. Does it have anything to do with people being twin flames?
Yes. But it's like...
Oh, I don't think I could be surrounded by just all twin flames. I think that I would just flame out. Like, I am a lot, and sure. And you are welcome. Everybody... You're fucking welcome. I did this just for you.
I don't, like, I believe that there are people out there in this world that are, like, your real, true, like, twin, that could be, like, your twin flame if you're looking at it from, like, that aspect of things. But this is definitely, like, two yahoos who are saying, like, no, I know who your twin flame is, and it's this person. So
they get to tell you.
It's a culty cult. So, you know,
fair enough.
Cults just hold a special
place. Might have to look into that.
You might. I'll let you know when I'm done watching it. Anywho. Exactly. It's getting down to the line. This is not our show and tell. So here is our show and tell. It's getting down to the line. Christmas is around the corner and Hanukkah is this week. So we are all scrambling for ideas and those last minute ideas. And if you're anything like me, I am the person who is like scouring Pinterest as it's getting close to time. Even if I've bought all of the things and I'm super prepared, there's always that one person that I'm like, I don't know what to get you. And there's also always that one person that's asking me, like, so-and-so wants your Christmas list. And I'm like, just donate money to somebody. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. So this is a little bit different of a show and tell, but we have our Amazon storefront. But I have put together a handy dandy gift guide with favorites.
Yours
truly. Z, if you want to get in on this, you want to add some of your stuff, you're welcome to, but I don't want to add more things to your plate. But everything is categorized and linked, so hurry up and grab your favorites today. You should have plenty of time to get them before Christmas. At this point, if you're listening to this today, pick it up right now. It's going to be linked in the show notes and all the places. Happy shopping.
I'm excited for this. I can't wait to see what you linked. I may possibly add things to it. I'm almost done with my, I'm like 3/4 done. I have to get like the adult thing and the kids another like round of stuff. You know, I'm pretty on par with how everything's going. So I might add some things. Some things.
Love all of that. And I saw you already wrapping Christmas gifts and, you know,
on the 6th. Because I've had them in my closet the 6th of November. Because I've had them in my closet here in the recording laboratory. And the last thing I need is my 5-year-old to find the gifts.
She's getting old enough to start looking for those things. So I think it's a great idea.
She's a good kid, so she knows where they're at. I told her, these are where the presents are. Don't go in here.
And honestly, I think it's better to just not have it be a secret.
This year, I think we're good, but who's to say what years down the line will bring us? Because this year, she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to know what my gifts are. I want it to be a surprise. I'm like, good.
I love that.
She says that to my face, though. So who's to say?
Behind your back. She's like,
exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, so keep her out for that. Let us know if you find that helpful. I actually love putting things together like that. So if you guys are into those kinds of things, I'm happy.
You should share it in the stories too and do like a little, So are these gifts that you have purchased or are these suggestions? Or both?
Mostly, so I don't really like to, unless it's like something I'm super into or I'm not into, but I know other people would be super into, I don't usually recommend it because I don't like to say what I haven't bought before. You know, like, okay. I don't want to give a recommendation of something I haven't purchased unless it's like we talked about Halo Therapy a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's
and
a little
I did
bit
put
different.
Some of that stuff on it where it's like, I haven't bought this personally, but it's for this thing. And then it's mostly stuff for like the moms in your life, but we could probably add some stuff for kids too if we really wanted to.
I don't
so
think
it's like
we need to
adults.
Add stuff for kids. Maybe we need something for significant others.
That might be good. Yeah.
Because I find that.
Ugh, that's been the worst to shop for. He's the worst. Just horrible. Because he just, I mean,
buys
I
what he wants.
Like, yeah, he buys whatever he wants.
And
so
he also
like,
doesn't seem to give a shit, like, about stuff.
Yeah, he likes stuff. My husband loves the stuffs, but he will buy it if he wants. Like, if it's something he wants, he usually just gets it. Or I get it for him because it annoys me when he buys expensive things. So I feel like I have control if I buy it for him. Like, okay, now you have this thing. But that's a question for my therapist. Not for but our episodes have been a little out of the norm lately. And to be honest, I'm digging it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's a little been peculiar, very unhinged. But also that's where my brain's been here lately. Like I just – everything's felt off kilter since October. Maybe before.
I can agree with that. I feel like it's been a weird year for us, like for us personally, but not in a bad way, just like weird different.
Yes.
So I love the different episodes. This week's case follows right down that path, not because it's not a, it's a crime, because that's what we cover here. Hi, we're a true crime podcast. But the speculations around it are really yes. peculiar and bizarre. Z, will you get us started today?
Yes. Okay. The body of a teenage girl was discovered on a cliff high above an abandoned quarry in the town of Springfield. This was in 1972. The corpse was found thanks to a dog. This dog brought home a badly decomposed human forearm to its master. No, thank you. Number one reason I personally know animals. I have the children's. I don't need any like dead bodies. Carcasses being brought up to my front door. I'm good.
So I read this in the notes before because, you know, we have notes and then like we review them. And when I read that, I was like, okay, there's a lot of reasons I don't want animals and I have two and I don't, I'm not a pet person. Okay. Don't come at me. I'm just, they're not my thing. But this cracks me up that like, and whether it is your number one reason or not, I don't want to hear the true truth because I just want you to tell that to people as you did just now. Like, why don't you want a dog? Because I don't want them to bring a dismembered forearm to me. Okay, cool. That's, I mean, I don't want a dog because they shed a lot. But also dismembered forearm is the other reason that I don't want them to come either. But you crack me up. You're hilarious.
Okay, so the deceased would later be identified as Jeanette DePalma, a local teenager who had been missing for 6 weeks. Why had she just been found 6 weeks later and they hadn't been looking for her, whatever, took a dog to bring her back? Anyways, before long, witchcraft, Satanism, and police conspiracies all became suspects in this bizarre case. And let's talk about it because it is nutso. So an article that appeared on September 29th. That year, which was 1972, and this was in the edition of the Elizabeth Daily Journal. This article was titled, Girl Sacrificed in Witch Rite? It said, investigation into the depths of 16-year-old Jeanette DePalma is focusing on elements of black witchcraft and Satan worship. A review of the death scene photos, according to reports, is leading authorities to believe that the girl's death may have been in the nature of a sacrifice. Pieces of wood, at first thought to be at the scene by chance, are now seen as symbols. One searcher said two pieces of wood were crossed on the ground over her head. More wood framed the body like a coffin. Another person who was there said, I guess if you were looking for the signs, they were there. Spooky, spooky. But also, yeah, you could find signs anywhere. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so this is where they start linking this girl's body, apparently, right, to a possible satanic sacrifice and worship scenario.
Yeah, I am with you. I think those signs, like, I could probably walk into the woods right now and find 15 different things that are signs of, like, a weird thing. I don't know. But also, I think if I was going to do a satanic ritual in the woods, like, I would need some decor order to do that. And a wood shaped like a coffin. Come on. How
some flowers to really just bring the mood together.
Spruce it up. You know, you got to set that vibe.
Candles.
Candles are a must. Oh, a pitchfork.
Just that's that feels one. Right.
Like a broom, but that, like, if it was an actual
like a cinnamon broom.
Yeah, like it can't, like it's not really going to clean anything, but it's like a, you know.
Yeah,
like
it's for cleansing, like that's a cinnamon broom. Dog.
My God, I love it. Also, the details of where exactly the dog brought her arm back to, which was the Baltustro Gardens apartment complex, was on or nearby Wilson Road, which is close to where her body was found. But the investigation into her unexplained death was immediately met with resistance from the local police, who claimed that all the files and evidence relating to her case had been destroyed during the Hurricane Floyd flood damage in 1999. This is where I am, like, weirded out, because you've got this incident that happens in 1972, and now we're still looking for information because of, like, satanic panic in the 90s. And now they're looking into, but the police are saying, we can't give you any of this information because it was all destroyed in flood damage. But it doesn't end there. We are talking about an unsolved murder here, friends. Remember that. The police finally released the bulk of Jeanette's case file in February of 2021.
That's 40 years later.
Right. Can you imagine?
Well, 39.
Yeah. Including the crime scene photos that had been previously described by some of the New York police officials as missing in that flood, remember? Super sus, as the young folks say. I don't really know. I don't really know if I believe you, police, which sometimes I really don't.
I don't believe the police.
Sometimes I do, and I want to, and then sometimes I'm like, but you're lying, and so I don't believe you.
And also, people can make errors, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they were lying. It just means that they were wrong, and they did not do the legwork to specifically look into it, which, I mean, if somebody in 90... something or 2000 and something is asking for a bunch of evidence from 72 about an unsolved murder that nothing's come forward in the last 30 years. I mean, maybe that wouldn't be top of my things to go digging through, because would that have been digitalized? Who's to say? That
right. Because it depends. There. Well, I think it also depends on the case. Like, do they, they digitized files. Did they digitize everything? Even the, like, lady who lost her dog's case. That's, like, still whatever.
Yes,
or
no,
was it just
a murder,
like, file stuff?
So it's
right.
Different, but
she's
still.
Not a dog. She's a human. Absolutely. Yes. But if it was a case that was completely unsolved, that was had gone cold, that we didn't know anything about, are they going to digitize that? Is anybody – there's a lot of pieces that go into this. We were just talking about this – I think I was talking about this with my husband – about how sometimes it was like a political conversation. We're not going to get into the politics of it all. But how you have one person, and it's similar with cults, who says something to be true. So maybe the police chief is the, like – despicable one who's like telling all these lies. He tells the person who works underneath him, oh no, that stuff is all lost in a flood, and so you go on telling that as its truth. So I don't know if it was like that specific person is meaning to be deceitful, or if they thought it had been and then they found it and they didn't want to say we lied, and so they were like, well, here it is. There's a lot of things, but it's just easier to tell the truth from the beginning.
And
if
it's
you don't
just
know where
like-
it is, say I don't know.
Exactly, but it's just, I feel like also it's the same with doctors, where they don't get to, in certain other careers where you don't get to say you're sorry, even though you make a mistake, because if you say that you're sorry, then you're
admitting guilt.
To negligence, yep. And you can get in a bunch of trouble, and it's mm-hmm. not, again, like, if I make a mistake and I pull out the wrong pair of socks and those socks are too small for my child, that's okay. Like, if you accidentally miss one of your meetings, like, nobody's gonna die, right? Like, somebody might be upset with you, and you do very important work. However, nobody is like, you're not going to be, you might be saving potential lives down the line, but in that actual exact moment, you're not doing open heart surgery on this person who's quite literally dying. And so it makes me like, I really want to be in this place where I trust the police, and that sometimes that doesn't mean they're lying or that they're doing it maliciously. And I try to understand that, like, maybe they can't say that they're sorry, but also like they should be like, we're so sorry. Guess what we found? We're dumb. Because right. I feel like I would have to take ownership for that.
I think it's a lot easier to accept something when, I mean, you might be upset initially, but my take is always, I'm going to say I messed up. Like, I made a mistake. I do it with my kids. I do it at work. If I make a mistake, I'm not going to be one to just not say anything about it. But again, that's not going to make me lose my job or go to jail. So I guess there's just a lot of pieces that are tied in, but they were able to find it. So they find this case report. There were photos included. Not all the photos, but just some that had been said to be missing. But in the case report, the police included a photo of the crime scene where luckily the human remains were taken away, were redacted from it. So thanks for that. But what a cult activities. So here is where we're going to cover like what exactly was seen. So the alleged crosses made from sticks and twigs and halos of stone that were supposedly found placed around Jeanette's body are completely absent from the crime scene photos. Also absent are any animal sacrifices that were rumored by Union County residents to be near the remains. Now, you're also in the woods, right? Like, you're in the woods. So there's going to be dead animals in the woods. Like, if somebody sees a dead animal, doesn't mean it's an animal sacrifice. Maybe that animal just died. All of the things that people were saying was like, oh, for sure, there was coffins and stick figures and all this scary stuff. Those are not seen in the crime scene photos. The closest object resembling a cross found near the remains was two rotten tree branches that had obviously fallen in that spot a long time before Jeanette had come to be in that position. No arrows were carved in trees or altars of any kind were seen in the photographs either. This, of course, is what makes what the press said about these photos way back in 1972 all the more confusing. A casual glance at the crime scene diagram that was drawn up by a police investigator showed that the supposed signs of black magic and Satan worship are tenuous at best. So, I mean, it could be, just like we were saying earlier, if you look and pull and prod, maybe you're going to find something, but for the most part, you're grasping at straws. The two pieces of wood crossed on the ground over her head were actually parallel to her body, with her right arm resting on the vertical parallel log and the other horizontal log lying beyond her head. Both logs were much larger than Jeanette's body, so they were not framing her. They just were there. She's in the woods. Like, this is what happens when you're in the woods. Trees fall.
And how many weeks had it been, too, at that point in time? Do you think they would have just left that? I mean, I also am not very versed in satanic ritualistic sacrifices. And I don't plan to be. That's, like, not my thing. Not on the weekends. Not what I want to do. We're kind of busy right now with performance dance. So we're just, like, dance momming it up instead of sacrifices for
really
now.
Cutting into my sacrifice time.
It's a stage of life that we're in.
It is what it is.
So for me, I don't know. However, I wouldn't leave all of my props. And maybe they just picked that area because, you know, it just happened to be like that already. You know, maybe there was a cross in the trees and they found that too. You know, I mean, are these coincidences or are you wanting them to be there?
Right.
It's like they wanted them because,
you want them to be there. It supports your claim that she was ritualistically sacrificed. And in all actuality, you weren't. Like, something just awful happened to you. Okay, so 6 weeks. So it took, she went missing, and then 6 weeks later, her body was found.
Yeah, those trees could have fallen over. I mean, the fact that they didn't fall on her is kind of crazy. But yes, so many things could have happened. So that crime scene is no longer...
Right, unless she was just placed there within the last, you know, hours before her body was found, which if a dog is finding her remains, it's just, she's been there for a while. So it's just, it's not a thing, guys. But here we are, the media is saying satanic. This is for sure what happened. The reports of the logs framing her body like a coffin are obviously an exaggeration. In the investigators' diagrams, the branches fell that way roughly resembles an open rectangle and not a trapezoid, as other newspapers had reported in 1972. So it doesn't look like a coffin. It actually looks like a rectangle, but even still, those could have been anything. So considering that this was densely overgrown patch of woods, it's probably safe to say that the quarry was filled with countless other branches that fell in common shapes. I'm sure you've been walking in the woods in certain places and seen a weird way a tree has fallen or grown. Like, welcome to nature. That is what happens.
Exactly. So the overgrowth is another thing. So retired Springfield PD told the investigators, and this was before the photos from the crime scene had been released. So the police had been telling investigators that the spot where her body was found was in a quote unquote party spot, and that she likely overdosed there while partying with several other teenagers, all of whom they felt like just like fled and never came forward and just, you know, didn't say that, like, whatever. We're just like shit ass friends, I guess, and didn't come forward. That checks
happens
out
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out. You know, you get scared, you don't come forward, come forward. Even if you get in trouble, like, you might be saving somebody's life. And that at the end of the day is more important than whether or not you're going to get in trouble. Like, think about that person and their life. Anyways.
Yeah.
However, the photos in the spot where they found her body, it looks way more overgrown than had been previously described. And also, if it was a normal party spot, people would have found her, not a dog, 6 weeks later. Like, if it was a normal party spot. Now, it might have been near a normal party spot where she, like, broke off to use the bathroom, but even so, the smell, you think, like,
you would, I mean, I think a human body, even if it's, like, out in the open, you get close enough, you're going to get, like, yeah, I agree. You're going to get weird smells.
So there was also no evidence of a party or any other social gatherings accompanied with any of this. What is noted in the reports, though, are the contents of Jeanette's purse. Even though her purse, like the actual purse, was never recovered.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the officer said it was, apparently 8 feet south of where her body was, the contents of her purse were already dumped out into a small pile. And so they found some tissues, a Vicks inhaler, some makeup items, a comb, a key on a ring, and a clear vial with an unknown substance, which her mother said that she had a mild cold on the day that she vanished. So, like, it could have been cough medicine or some type of medicine that she was bringing with her. Like, that's weird, but also, who's to say? Maybe it was baby oil because she had ashy knees. Like, I don't know, because sometimes, like, especially in the 70s, it's not like they could run to CVS and pick up one of those, like, little squishy portable containers.
You don't have any of those.
What was, again, not there is the purse itself, along with a wallet or any money. So there's no ID. There's nothing. If she was murdered, it seems like the killer took her purse. She also was known to wear a cross necklace, like, all the time. Like, she would not have been caught dead without her necklace.
Mm-hmm.
But she was. The cross necklace was not on her body. And the family was like, yeah, there's no way that she left the house without her cross necklace on. And all of that is reported in the release from February 2021.
So I think there's a lot of questions that we have about this case. I both love and hate unsolved cases because, number one, covering an unsolved case brings attention to it, which could potentially also solve things down the road or find new belongings. But also, this has been almost 50 years since this.
It's not going to be solved at this point.
And if it is, like, her parents are probably dead. And like, I mean,
the body was out for 6 weeks. What evidence are they going to claim from the body that one can stand up in court and two, right, that is actually able to be collected?
Right. I just think too, with cases like that are long closed or long had been committed, I don't know. I feel like even if all of my family was since gone because it's been so many years, you still, I don't know, there's some closure there into the energy of the universe that need to be, you know, that needs to be closed. But here are some of our questions that we have. Why was her cross necklace and her purse stolen from her body? I think for me, that's an easy question to answer. I mean, it could be a souvenir. Like, you want to take that necklace as like
Or maybe somebody did find her dead body and took her
stuff, which could have been, because dumping it out in a pile, if you would dump everything but the wallet, if that's what you're going for. I mean, obviously, who wants some tissues in a makeup pack, you know? They said that her body was in a party area, but it actually was in like a super overgrown and not that easy to access at all area. I think that also could make sense if she was at a party. If that is the theory we're going with, she could totally have been at a party, because if the cops were coming or I need to split, I'm going to go to like a dark area to like hide. And maybe that was with the wrong person, or maybe she didn't get murdered at all. Maybe she fell and hurt herself and like then died in the woods for whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't they do a toxicology report? Could they not at that point?
Maybe not. And this is in the 70s, so I don't know.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know. But I get it. I also think it's really – I think that if she had been partying with people, unless it was people she didn't really know very well, I think somebody would have come forward first, like by now, and had said in some capacity.
And been like, yeah, I saw her at the party.
I saw her and I didn't say anything and I feel bad about it, because I feel
or
like
at least, somebody – or at least been able to confirm, yeah, we were out in the woods partying. Like, I don't know what happened, but I do know she was there.
Right. I remember seeing her, and then when everybody split, she was gone, and I don't know, maybe she just didn't have any close enough friends that that was a thing. How did anyone inside the Springfield Police Department or the Union County Prosecutor's Office really sincerely believe that this was an occult case while looking at the crime photos? Or
yeah,
why
that's what
was
they
it
reported
like this in the press?
Yeah, because that's how it was reported in the press. So, like, that it's just very confusing.
I think it's confusing. I think there's two reasons that it gets – that something like this gets – like a wrench like this gets thrown in. Number one, it's a fanatical thing to be reporting on, right? Like, oh, it's an occult. It's this thing. Everybody wants to read stories about that. Everybody finds that interesting. Everybody wants to read about it. When we were looking for cases to cover, we wanted to cover this one because, oh, that's weird. Like, that's a wacky case. Like, what – of course, police – satanic cults, sign me up. Like, I want to see what that is. And number two, it also takes the attention off of other things. Yeah. So was there something else involved? Was there something that the police missed? Had they searched that area and nobody found her body? And so now they're trying to cover it up like a, hey, look over there type of a situation. And I think, unfortunately, as much as we talk about wanting to believe the police and wanting to believe the press, there's still a lot of things out there that gets twisted and made into weird things. What I find to be so fascinating is that her case is, I mean, 2021, people are still looking into this. I would be super interested to see if they find anything new.
I don't think they're going to.
I don't know. I just feel like when you reopen something, you've got new people with new eyes and new technology. And like, are they going to be able to pinpoint it? I mean, no, her body. Even if they like exhumed her body, it's been 40 years.
But they could tell what King Tut died of.
Yeah, so maybe they could tell what she died of. I think it's really interesting. And I also wonder, why is it now? Why are we getting this update now?
Weird. The site that we got this off of is Weird NJ for New Jersey. And so they actually just kept hounding the police over and over again until they started getting some of the reports. So the reports were because they had a personal investigator for just her, because somebody had like sent in these weird oh, there was a satanic murder in Springfield in the 70s, look into it. And then they published whatever they could find, and then somebody followed it up saying, like, oh, yeah, by the way, this was her name. And so then they asked the police, hey, can you give us more information on it? And that's when the police were like, we cannot because of the flood.
Right.
And they kept hounding them for it. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, and that was from the night they started hounding them in, like, yeah, 2000 something.
I think that's interesting because what, like, just some like it's, armchair investigator.
Yeah, well, it's just like, I don't know. It's why we do this. It just makes it all very interesting. Just like when I listened to Serial, and all of that broke out.
Yeah.
What's the other one that's Atlanta Monster? Uh-huh. And then they're up and vanished. So those really started changing everything. And I mean, we're not over here pretending like we're great armchair detectives. We are just trying to bring awareness. But sometimes people can be very helpful.
Right. And I think in today's society, you've got people who, it's just the amount of manpower you can put in something like this, where it's not just, oh, local people from Union County. It's like people from everywhere, you know, anywhere. Like you could be researching this in Dubai and
have different experience
and a different, take on it. So I like when cases like this get opened up. I just always wonder, like, what's the reasoning? Is it purely because it's unsolved and it's unknown and somebody wants to figure it out? Or is it a family member? Or is, like, what causes those to still be, I mean, even the Brian Schaefer case here in Columbus, I still see billboards that are like, if you've seen Brian Schaefer, like, where is he? So
that's crazy. Is Brian Schaefer's family still looking for him?
I see. I don't think so. I think it's people who are like a part of like his like fan club almost. Like they really want to know what happened to him, and they heard about the story and they just, I don't know, felt called or touched by it, and they really want to be a part of it. Because I know, like, I don't think he has much family left. Like, his mom died, his dad died, and, like, I think maybe he has a brother. Yeah, like, are your friends and family, like, kind of moving on or, like, getting that closure, and it's just, like, random people that are wanting to, like, keep the kid? I don't know. It's interesting. But if you know anything about this case or have other info, let us know, because this is one that, because it's been opened up so recently, I'm really interested in hearing more about it.
Yeah, we'll see what they come forward with, because it's only been in the last, like, 2 years that they have any information.
Super cool. So, yeah, so that is our case for this week. Come back next week when we're going to do another crime case. Who knows what it's going to be? You're just going to have to be surprised. Happy December. Welcome to December. Super pumped to be wrapping up the 2023 year. And
me too. This has been such a weird year.
Ready to go on into 2024, which I'm sure.
I feel like every year I'm going to say, this was such a weird year. Just like when people
this
are like,
always a weird year.
Next month I'll be less busy. Shut the fuck up, Janet.
You're not
next
going
month
to.
Is this month and the month after that. It all looks like this until we die.
Pretty much. And also you have to figure out what you're going to make for dinner. So don't forget that. Like, it's insane. But check us out on all the things. Check out our holiday guide that is coming out in today's episode. You'll find it on the socials and in our link in the show notes. And we can't wait to talk to you about our next crime. Goodbye.
Bye.